This Friday afternoon, Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, joins us. Jim serves as the state climatologist. Good afternoon to you. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Todd.
And tell me about the weather forecast at the moment, and then maybe you can turn around and take a look at the month of October and some of the stats.
Okay. Well, if you look at this weekend, it's going to be fairly cool. High on Saturday would be 51 and low Saturday night 31, so that's going to be probably our coolest day for the next couple of days here. And then by Sunday, it gets up to 53, and by Monday and Tuesday, we're back up into the mid to upper 50s, and that stays that way pretty much through at least next Wednesday on the high temperatures, and the lows will be in the 40s. So it'll be about average for this time of year. But probably the other bit of news of importance is the fact that we've got another round of rain coming in about Wednesday and Thursday as the next system moves through. And so that's going to give us in fact, I was looking at the precipitation forecast for the next 7 days, and it looks identical to what we had for this week. So I think we're going to see a repeat deja vu kind of thing with this next system that moves in.
And how did the month of October stack up historically?
You know, this past month was interesting in that if we talked on October 26th, I would have said, boy, it's a really dry month. But we actually finished out near average thanks to the rain at the very end of the month there. We finished out with 3.2 inches, which for all practical purposes is close to the long-term average that we have here for Illinois. And so, and the same thing locally. There's a lot of places got about 3 to 4 inches, and so it's and I was looking at soil moisture, and that's starting to come back up. So I think we're seeing a nice recovery, at least at the 2, 4, and 8 inch level, with the soil moisture around the state as well.
There were some parts of the month that seemed awfully cold, but I think there were a few really warm days in there too. Did that average out as well?
That's right. They all kind of balanced out. So we had some warm weeks and some cold weeks, and we ended up at 54.2 degrees. And our long-term average is 54.1. So just right on the numbers there as far as the temperature goes, just like the precipitation as well. You know, the other thing we had in October was snow in that northwest corner of the state. We had some places we got 2 to 3 inches out of that. Well, around here all we saw were snow flurries, but they did get some snow up near the Quad Cities area.
That's an unusual event. How unusual is it?
Well, you know, for those guys, it wasn't that too early for them. For us, it was maybe a little early. We don't see too much snow in October around here. It's just a handful of years had reports of snowfall. It's more likely to see it in November, for sure.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey at the Prairie Research Institute. Don't forget to join us for Commodity Week. You can do that online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Our guest this week, Ray Jenkins. He's from the Eddyville, Iowa Cargill facility. On hand with us, too, Aaron Curtis and Matt Bennett, along with Dan Zwicker. Commodity Week should be a good one.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks.